Mr. President, since it's my first time taking the floor, I would like to begin by expressing our appreciation to you, the chair, and your team for the hard work during your presidency, and you have Finland's full support. In addition to the statements made by the European Union, I would like to make some remarks in our national capacity. The Anti-Personal Mine Ban Convention is one of the cornerstones in conventional arms control. Its meaning and objectives are still not only valid, but their significance is highlighted amidst turbulent times. We must persistently uphold our joint commitments and move forward with their compliance. It is of utmost importance that the state parties to the convention continue to keep up their engagement with the convention's obligations. Humanitarian mine action is not only a valuable form of humanitarian assistance, but also part of a wider effort to promote international security, stability, and development. It is a significant factor in the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and in meeting the Sustainable Development Goals. Therefore, it is essential that we continue to provide the humanitarian demining community the resources and tools they need to continue their vital work. Finland has been a steadfast supporter of humanitarian mine action for three decades. Key components of our comprehensive humanitarian mine approach are clearance, risk education, victim assistance, stockpile destruction, and advocacy. We emphasize building local, long-term capacity to assist host countries to develop their abilities to tackle remaining contamination. For the period of 2021 to 2025, Finland is supporting humanitarian mine action projects with 15 million euros, which marks an increase of 3 million euros compared to the previous period. Our support is focused on fragile environments where mines and explosives pose significant obstacles to peace and security and thus to development. Our current support is directed towards Ukraine, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Somalia. In our humanitarian work, we continue our strong focus on the promotion and protection of full human rights and fundamental freedoms by all persons, including persons with disabilities. Furthermore, the inclusion of a meaningful gender perspective through all stages of mine action activities is central to Finnish humanitarian mine assistance. Promoting gender equality and human rights, strengthening the influence and participation of women and girls, as well as advancing non-discrimination, are of great importance to us. We seek to continue facilitating gender equality through practical means by highlighting, among other things, equal access for women to employment opportunities in humanitarian mine action operations. Mr. Chair, I would like to conclude by commending the courage and dedication of the humanitarian demining community and the flexibility and adaptability they have demonstrated despite operating in challenging circumstances. I would also like to thank the staff of the Implementation Support Unit for their excellent work. We have continued our support to the ISU through a voluntary financial contribution of 10,000 euros again this year. We encourage other parties to also continue their support to ensure ISU's sustained operations. I thank you, Mr. President.